Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Katshalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Nun Chet Amud Bet. This will be our penultimate podcast of Masechet Bechorot. We're going to look at Mishnah Zayin of the ninth and final parak of Bechorot, again dealing with Maaser Behemah. Be'ezet Sad Me'asrin, which is a way of saying Ketzad Me'asrin. What's the process? Kotsala Deir, you put all of the animals in the corral. Ve'oselahem Petach Katan. You make one little exit. So ideally, only one comes out at a time. Two cannot get out together. Etc. You count all the way up to nine. Let's say you take the tenth one, you hit it with red paint, put red paint on it, and declare this is maaser. If you didn't paint it, and if you didn't count any of them with a stick, or you counted them sitting still, meaning they weren't passing, you walked past, and one, two, three, kind of like a recess monitor with kindergarten kids, or they're standing up, we crouched, it's still valid, b'diavad. If you had, let's say, 100 and pulled 10 out, or you had 10 and pulled 1 out, in other words, instead of counting them, you just pulled out 10% like we do with maaser. Ainza Maser, it's invalid for Maser Behemah. Reus Yehuda Omer, Maser, it is valid, and we'll see what the disagreement is about. Kafatzachan Namniyin Latochan. Let's say that you counted them, and then one of the ones that was counted jumped back into the earlier, back into the pen. Harelev Turin, they're all Patur. But Minami Osarin Latochan, but if on the other end one of the ones that was Maser, but you didn't paint it, obviously, jumps back in, Kulam Yeruad Shistavu, then they all have to graze, because you don't know which one is the maaser, till they get a mum and eat them that way. V'yachlub mumman liba'alim, and you still cannot sell them. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brayta that explicates a little bit. Be'ezet sad maaser, kotsan ladir, maaser v'osela, and petach katan v'shlo yushnaim yachulim atzid ki'achad. And now, new addition, additional information, imotem v'achutz, they have the mother standing outside of the pen, v'em rifim, the young inside, v'go'ot v'yotzot likratiman. The mothers are lowing, so the kids come out towards the mother. In other words, it draws them out. That's the brayta. Now, v'lifkinu inu, why don't you just push them out? The answer is ya'avorktiv. The text says, whichever one passes, not that you push out. V'loshaviru. V'lishnu liyarka v'lifku lavate. So entice them with some food. Throw some food out in front of them. And they'll go out after the food. Ravuna gzera mishum lakuach mishum yatom. Because if you do that, then you might inadvertently take either a purchased animal or an orphaned animal and use it for maaser, which is wrong. And this way, by delimiting it and saying it has to be enticed by its mother, only ones with mothers around will be included. Tanu Rabbanan, kol hashev rotach alash tachat, pot l'trefa sheina overet, as we saw earlier. Tachat hashevet, what does that mean? Mitzvah l'manotam hashevet. Ideally, you use the stick to count them. One, two, three. Lomna hashevet, if you didn't do it, or shemnan rivutzim omdim, and then if you counted them sitting or crouching, as we had in the Mishnah, minayin, how do we know it's valid? Tamud lamar, ha'asiri kodesh, the tenth one is kodesh. Mikol makom, meaning even if you didn't count them right. The tenth one is Kodesh. Vainly Elishakarash Masiri. So far I only know that if you counted off and you counted this one number 10. Lokarash Masiri 9. What if I didn't count at 10? I counted 9. And then I didn't count this last one. Talmud Lomar, yeah, Kodesh. It is holy. Meaning Mikol Makom, even if I don't count it. This is Tanakam, of course, in our Mishnah. I might think that if you had just take 10% out, 10 out of 100, 1 out of 10, that it's good, meaning it has to be the 10th in the count, even if you didn't say it out loud. It is valid. Now, my Talmud, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, why does he say it's valid? What does he mean? He say, the Tanya, Abba Elazar ben Gomel, this relatively unknown Tana, says, Nechshav lachem trumat chem, the pasuk in Bamidbar Yerchet, which talks about trumat maaser, the tenth, taken by the Levi'im from their maaser to give to the Kohanim, it refers to them as trumat chem, your trumat, but you're in the plural. B'shtei trumot ha-katum medaber. The text is really talking about two trumot. Now that's not really true, because truma is singular, trumat chem. But what it means is that this will be considered like truma, so it's referring to two. That's what the Brayta means. Achat truma gdola, achat trumat maaser. Meaning, this Trumat Maser is like Trumat Gdola. Now, what do we know about Trumat Gdola? Trumat Gdola entails by Omer of Machshava. Trumat Gdola is taken just by eyeballing 2% or so, and also you don't have to say anything out loud. Machshava. Af Trumat Maser, and you tell by Machshava. Even though Trumat Maser sounds like it's supposed to be exactly 1/10 of the Maser, nonetheless, you could do it by eyeballing it, by estimating it, and also without saying anything. Well, maser kai rachmana truma, and the Torah refers to maser, calls it truma. Tichtiv kiat maasar b'nei Yisrael she'yarimu l'adonai truma natati l'alvim l'nachalat. The levim, or getting maser, that's truma. So the two terms are interchangeable. V'id kash maser b'mal maser dagan. And as we've seen several times earlier in the parak, maser b'mal is compared to maser of crops. Therefore, ma maser dagan talva omen achshava. So now we know that regular maser is shown. So we started as follows: truma gedola we know can be taken by eyeballing and with no statements, and then trumat maser because of trumat chem is compared to that. So that also, and regular maser is called truma. So regular maser, even though it's supposed to be 10%, can be taken without saying anything and by estimating the 10%. And since Maser Bak Mehma is compared to Maser Dagan, that can also be taken without a strict measure and also without a statement. So therefore, you could just pull 10 out of the 100 animals out, and that should be fine. That's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's position. Now, Amar Rava, Asiri Me'elav Hu Kadosh. Rava is now going to give us a series of statements. First statement is, we call these Memrot, Asiri Me'elav Hu Kadosh, the 10th becomes holy on its own, meaning without you saying anything. Now, Menalei the Rabbah, where do you get that from? Even Hanatanya Inli Elish Kalashma Asiri Lo Kashma Asiri Minayin Tamil Lo Asiri Kodesh from the Brayta, we just said that even if you don't say Asiri, it's still Kodesh. Maybe that means you didn't say the word 10, but Kodesh Karye, maybe you said it's holy, and that's why it worked. It means you have to say something. Meaning it doesn't become holy by itself, you have to act in some way and make a declaration. So that can't be a source. We're going to deal with this in the last podcast in greater detail, and that is the errant count. But if the number 9 came out, and by mistake you called it 10, and then number 10 came out and you said nothing, the 9th one is considered somewhat Kodesh, and therefore you can't offer it as a korban, but you have to wait for it to get a mum. Vasri Maser, the 10th one is full Maser, even though you said nothing. But in that case, number 10 became clear, meaning number 10 came out after number 9, which you errantly called 10. Inami Dachri Lave, and perhaps in that case you pointed at it. In other words, you didn't say anything, but you pointed, maybe. So that can't be the source. So if number 8 came out, and when number 9 came out, you mistakenly called it 10. And the real 10 dropped dead in the corral, had a heart attack because someone else was called 10. So what happens? The 9th one that you called 10, again has to get a mum. All 9 of them are patur, as if you had taken maser. My Tamakuram Turim, why are they all exempt? I'm sure the Kodesh to ask you isn't because number 10 became Kodesh. Maybe not. Vidilma de Iftar of Minyan Hara'ui. Maybe that's a different thing, which will be the next statement of Rava, which is Minyan Hara'ui, which means basically that when the proper amount is present, then all the ones that have already been counted are already exempt. It says nothing about number 10. Damarav Minyan Hara'ui Poter. And we'll get to that on the next Amud. So that can't be a source, meaning that's not proof positive that's a source. If you number 1 through 8 came out, you counted them right. Number 9 came out, you mistakenly called it 10. And number 10 never left the corral. The 9th again has to get a mum, because it's sort of maser beima, and the 10th is maser. Right, so that's a good proof for Rava. It never got out. You never said anything. You never pointed to it, and it's maser. Vatanya chi ichulin. But wait a second. Remember, Bright that says in a case like that, number 9 is full chulin. So tan tam gan Rav Sheshit. Hamani Rav Shimon Yehuda. That's based on Shimon Yehuda. Tan Rav Shimon Yehuda. Rav Shimon Rav Shimon. He quotes Rav Shimon as saying, "Afat chi eino kadosh." Again, the kashem maseri menu. As we'll see in the next sugya, when number 11. Could be, is called errantly number 10, in some cases, ekui kodosh, but only if number 10 wasn't called number 10. Rabbi Shimon extends that according to Rabbi Shimon Yehuda and says even number 9 can't be Kodesh unless number 10 wasn't called number 10. Right? Vadin Noten, and here's his argument. Number 11, if you mistakenly call it 10, will become a shlamim and you'll bring it up as Chmurat Maser. But it's only Kadosh if number 10 wasn't called number 10. Nine is weaker, because if you call 9, 10, it doesn't become a korban. It's rather something you have to wait for it to get a mum. So it's not as powerful. Shouldn't that have even more so the same requirement that number 10 has to be not called number 10? And the counter argument is, turn that inside out. Number 11 is so powerful it's going to be brought as a korban. To have that power happen, number 10 has to be not called number 10. But number 9 isn't going to have such a powerful impact. It's not going to be able to be brought as a korban. Even though it's not, number 10 is not ignored and it's still called number 10, maybe number 9 is enough for what it needs. Inami, another counter is, in the case of 11, the reason that number 10 has to lose it is because, in the case of number 11, we know what number 10 was, the one before it. So, it's only if we didn't call number 10, 10, that it works. But in number 10, number 9, we haven't yet seen number 10 come out. So maybe it has whatever kedusha it's going to get to without number 10 losing its name. And that's the end of the argument against Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, according to Rav Shimon. And so we're satisfied that we have defeated that position. And that number 9 has whatever status number 9 is going to have when called number 10, even if number 10 gets called number 10 properly. Okay. But we still do have a source for Rav saying that Asirei Me'elavu Kadosh, which is the first Braita, the one before Chi Chulin, which says Chi'i. Both brought to the degree of Asiri Maser. Okay, I'm a Rava. Next statement, number 2 of Rava. Minyana Roi Poter. As we said, when you have the proper minyan coming through, that's Poter. Now let's see. Manale to Rava Ha. And by looking for a source, well, all the kids will get a bit of clarification on what this halacha is. We saw in our Mishnah that if one of the ones you already counted jump back in, kulam turin, they're all exempt. Munuyin gufayu diftru. How did the ones that got counted get patur? Wasn't it because they were part of a proper amount, meaning there were a full 10 there or more, and the first, each one came out, it became patur? Who says? Vidilma de asalaveo. Maybe you counted, 9 and took maser, and then it jumped back. Maybe they became exempt because you took maser on them. So Ahilu Matsidamar, that you can't say. Why? Because Atanmina Musarin Latochan. The next clause, the final clause in the Mishnah, talks about if one of the Mu'usarin, and we think that means ones over which there were tithes. Vidilma Meyachav Musarin means Maaser Dafka. Maybe Musarin means, and that's the way I present the Mishnah, the ones that got called Maaser. So Menuyin is the ones that were counted 1 through 9, and the Musarin is the number 10s. The economic time, you. And I'll prove it to you because, what does it say? It says that they have to graze, meaning, if the Musarin, one of the Musarin jump back, all of the ones that we don't know which one is the Musar, have to graze till they get a mum. So you see, these are not ones that were exempted, but ones that were declared Maaser. So that's not Rava's source. Ela Amar Rava, Amar Kra, Ya Avor. The text says, whichever passes. Velo Shekvar Avar. Meaning, if it's gonna pass, it's already Kodesh. And therefore, Minyan Ra'i Poter, my Shekvar Avar. What does that mean? Ida Yisser Ilavayu. If you already took Maser from it, Tzricha L'Memar, you have to tell me that the animals are exempt. If you took Maser from them, that's a no-brainer. Allow the Ipatru Lehuba Minyan Ra'i. It must be that the ones that went through already became exempt because there was the proper amount there to take Maser from. Shma Mina. And Tanaka Tera Rava, the second rule of Rava gets support from a Braita. Hayulo Asrat Ta'im and Chisal Adir. He had 10 lambs, little lambs, and put them into the corral. Umanacha Misha, he counted 5. Umetachad Mehem, and one of them, we don't know which one it is, Imin Amru Yimet, if it's one of the 5 you already counted, we'll call it 1 through 5. Then Mona Umashlim Alem. What do? You count the next 5, take Maser. But if it was numbers 6 through 10, one of those died, 1 through 5 were already exempt. And the ones that 6 through 10 now go to the next Goren. They can't be part of this group. So you see here that the ones that already went out are exempt, even though the Maser wasn't taken, because they were exempt from Minyan HaRaui, because when they walked out, there were 10. Okay, next Mimer of Rava. Number 3, Vama Rava. Hayulo Yudalad Tlaim. Let's say you had 14 Tlaim. It's 14 kids. V'chisan Ladir, you put them in a corral. V'yatsu Shisha Petach Zeh. Now we've got two gates. We'll call it Gate A and Gate B. So now, the first of all, 6 of them went out Gate A. V'yarba Petach Zeh. Then, the 4 of them went out Gate B. V'yarba Nishtar Yerushab. There's another 4 in the middle. Otam Arba'a, those 4 in the middle, Ima Petach Shayatsu, if they go out Gate A, so Natalachad Mehem, so you take one of them, you've got 10 that went out Gate A, Vasham Yisrafim, the Goran Acher, the 4 that went out Gate B, go and to the next Goran, they were not exempted. V'im Lav, if on the other hand the 4 just sit in the middle, or they go out with the 4, Shishap Turin, the 6 that went out Gate A are Patur, because when they went out, there were still 4 behind them, there was even more than that. The other 2 fours, the 4 that didn't move and the 4 that went out Gate B, together go to another Goren. Yatsu Arba Petach Zeh. Now let's flip the case. Let's say the first 4 went out Gate A, Petach Zeh, and then 6 went out Gate B. Another 4 sit in the middle. If the 4 go out Gate B with the 6, they take it out and all 14 are exempt. Why? Because when the 4 went out, they left 10 behind. So that's already Minyan HaRaui. The next 6 went out. Both of them are already Patur because they left 4 behind. And now, wherever the 4 go out, the 4 go out with the 6. They're exempt. But if the 4 stay inside, then the 4 that went out are exempt because when they went out, they left behind 10. And the 6 that went out left 4 behind. So they both went out as part of a group of 10. And therefore they're exempt. The 4 that never moved, stayed in the middle, go to another Gorn. Let's say now it was 4 and then 4, different gates. 6 in the middle. So let's say those 6 go out one gate. Now tell me, all you have to do is take one of them, any of those 10, and all of them, all 14 are patur. If they sit in the middle, arba apturim. Both fours are exempt because both fours went out with as part of a group of 10, if you will. The 6 in the middle could go to another Goren. Now, my Kamar Swan, what's Rava teaching? To Minyan HaRaui Poter? All he's teaching is Minyan HaRaui? I'm a Rava Chadazimna. He already said that as a general statement. So, Ma'u Neteiman, Vada Minyan HaRaui. Amrinan, Safek Minyan HaRaui. This is what Rava is teaching. When Rava said Minyan HaRaui Poter, that's when there's only one gate. And let's say 8 went out and there's 2 behind. And then something happened to the 2. So those 8 are patur because there was only one place for the 2 to go out. And then the 2 died. But in this case, when there are 2 different options, and it could be that it'll go this way, it could be that it'll go that way, maybe you don't say Minyan HaRaui Poter. And therefore, Kamash Malan, that he say that anyways. V'amorava, fourth memra. Hayulo chamisha asar tlaim. Let's say he had 15. Lo yiravro asara. Don't say, I'm going to take 10. The biggest 10, the smallest 10, doesn't matter. I'm going to pick 10. V'achisem the deer. I'll put him in the deer. V'atom yam achad. And one of them become maser. V'asharp turim. The other 5 never went into the deer. They're exempt. Ela konsan la deer. You put them all in the deer. V'atsi asara. You take 10. V'atom yam achad. You take 10 and take 1 out. And the other 5 that are left go to another Goren. And why do they go to another Goren? Because by putting them in the corral, they already became Chayav. Tanya Namiach, you have a bright that says, Ayulo Chamisha Asar Tlaim. Loimar Vora Sarah, Tome Yanachar, Rashab Turim. Same thing. Alakonsan Ladir. Tazwana Tome Yanachar, Rashab Mitzafin, the Goren Acher. Good. I, the Hatanya, we have a bright that says, Tisha Asar Tlaim. If you have 19. Same possibility. Watch this. Unlike what we said before, the others, which in this case is 9, don't go to the next Gor, and they're all exempt. All 19 of them are exempt. So the Gemara Vona Bar Tzchora Kamei Rava Barigla. So Rava was challenged from his ruling. Somebody challenged him, and this Ravuna came to his defense at the regel. B'dir sheish lo shnei petachim askinan. That part is talking about a deer with two doors, two gates. So tishah petach zeh v'tishah petach zeh. Each gate, nine went out of, and there's one in the middle. Ta'echar chazir ha'acha la'acha. Now we're back with our case of the 14. The one in the middle could join gate A or gate B, and therefore they're all exempt by minyan ha'ro'i. And therefore, that's why all 19 will be patur. Wherever the number one goes, the last one goes, on that side you'll take your maser beimah, but they're all exempt. Why didn't he just make up a different case where you called out nine, forget about two gates, you pulled out nine, and then when number 10 came out, you mistakenly called it one, and you kept counting, and that's why they're exempt. The answer is Kasabra Asiri Lava Kadosh, because he Rava himself holds that Asir becomes Kadosh by itself. So that one that you mistakenly call number one is Kadosh anyways, and the next nine still have to go. Felishnari Bagoran, Umnan Zugot Zugot. Why don't we take this a case, like we're going to see in the next passage, that you counted them by twos. There were 19 of them, so two and four, and you counted them as one each pair. The answer is Kasabra Asiri the Minyan Baimotu Kadosh. We'll see a machloket right in the beginning of the next podcast about what happens when you're counting them by pairs, and you count one as a pair, two. Is it pair number 10 or individual animal number 10 that's Kadosh? He holds it's the individual animal number 10, so that wouldn't be a solution. So, Nachman Yitzchak, Zakoi, Imed Rav Huna Bar Schora, this fellow's mother should be very happy. Neshana Le Shmata Barigla Kishmate, because he answered on behalf of Rava and used Rava's own Torah to defend Rava's position and explain that that case that was the challenge was really a case with two gates in which nine went out here and nine went out there, and wherever the tenth one went out, they both were patur. Okay, we'll pause here, pick up with our final podcast, Masechet Bechorot. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.